Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before we take a look at the readings for today, I wanted to go back and say something a little more about yesterday's readings. Time got away from me, and I wasn't sure whether I clarified it enough for you. And it's this point, Matthew's Gospel yesterday, chapter 6, verses 7 to 15, Jesus, after giving that prayer, says this: "If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." You do not want to be in that place of holding on to unforgiveness. Now, there's all kinds of steps to that, and we'll talk about them on this program. But the important thing is, let God be the judge. Let God lay down the punishment. He will. He will. Don't become revengeful, bitter, angry, hard, cold. That's what happens to people when they won't forgive. Brothers and sisters, I really want to urge you to take that very seriously. Yes, maybe a serious injustice was done against you, yes. And yes, there should be some change in the other person and come and ask for forgiveness, but most people don't. So start by whenever you do something wrong. Let's start here. When you do something wrong, quickly go and ask forgiveness, even if you're ridiculed. Just go back and say, "I apologize for what I just said or for what I just did. That was wrong. Will you please forgive me?" Simple. Person might say, "No, I'm not going to forgive you," but God has forgiven you. God will not hold it against you. You don't want to be in a place of carrying all this desire for revenge and hatred and bitterness, because it says, if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean that you're going to feel wonderful about that person. But what it does mean is that you're not going to be in bondage and you're freeing the other person from bondage. And certainly if they ask you for forgiveness, give it. Give it. I think I've talked about this a good bit over the years on this program, and I can say more about it. But for the moment, do what Jesus asked. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Are you forgiving those who've trespassed against you? If you are, then God will forgive you all your sins. But if you hold on to a grudge, you're in trouble, brothers and sisters. So I really want to urge you to take a look at what the scriptures say about forgiveness, because I pray for you all, and I pray that all of the listeners to this program by the end of Lent will be more like him, and that you will bring him honor and glory, and that you will bring light in the darkness. Really, that's real. God has much in store for you. Don't hold on to grudges. Don't seek revenge. Remember what John Paul said. Forgiveness is not the opposite of justice. If something objectively very serious has been done and you need to take it into the courts, just make sure that in your heart you are willing to forgive. But justice should be pursued. It can be done. But it does take strength of mind to say, I'm not going down that road of what I want to do and how I want to retaliate and how I want to rip that person to pieces. It's hard, especially if you have been objectively lied about. Somebody's gone after your reputation, your money, your family. Of course there's anger. But brothers and sisters, what Jesus says is forgive. And let me, in essence, Jesus is saying, let me take care of this. I'll show you what to do. I'll show you your part, but let me take care of this. Then you're in a good place. Your God cares. He knows every circumstance. Enough for the moment, but we'll be coming back to that again. Let's take a look now to today's readings at the book of the prophet Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready. He went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. Wow, that was an instantaneous turnaround. And when the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. And then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles. Neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. When God sees repentance, it all changes. Everything changes. He pulls back. He will not harm you if there's genuine repentance in your heart. Jonah, of course, has a bit of a hard time with this because he's against the Ninevites for other reasons. But it's nevertheless true that when God forgives, God sets free. God brings blessing where there was hardship. But it's us having to be willing to say, I did it, I'm wrong, I'm sorry, will you please forgive me? It's hard sometimes to get those words out of clenched teeth. But do it, and you'll see how near God draws to you. Psalm 51, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. I'm not going to take the time to read this whole psalm, but I do urge you, make this psalm part of your daily prayer during Lent. And take the time each day to ask God's forgiveness for where you failed in the last 24 hours. It's just a good habit to get into. It doesn't have to be negative and depressing, as some people say. No, that's the lies of the enemy. Because when you repent of your sin, you are freed. And God draws very close to you, and the enemy hates that. So he's going to try to get you not to ask for forgiveness, either of God or of other people. But when you do, you're really set free. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt and of my sin. Cleanse me. Pray that prayer every day. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, that I'm sorry I have offended you. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Practice that during this Lent. When you sin, call it a sin right away. Tell the Lord you're sorry and pray part of Psalm 51 or all of it. As I said, it's a favorite psalm of mine. I've prayed it for many years. I hope it becomes one of yours. Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here. Jesus. If people repented at the preaching of Jonah, how much more grace and power to change is given you when you hear the words of Jesus? But how many times do we say, oh, well, it wasn't that bad, and we decrease its importance in our mind. And yet, what does sin do? Sin darkens the intellect, and as you go on, you're making all kinds of excuses until you're accepting sin is not sin. You've convinced yourself that sin is not sin in some areas. Brothers and sisters, be honest with yourself. Be honest before God. You're not going to feel worse about yourself. If you go to the sacrament of reconciliation, you're going to be free. It's like getting a millstone off your neck. Honestly. I used to say to people, don't walk, run to the nearest confessional. It's a means of freedom. I know sometimes we feel it's embarrassing, etc., but what's a little embarrassment in comparison to eternal life? Besides, when we honestly and genuinely do repent, God's presence becomes clearer and clearer. Why? Because we put sin out of our lives, and God becomes more clear, and we walk with Him. We do. We walk with Him. And when we walk with Him, lives change. Lives change. Maybe you remember my telling you that story of walking by a certain man on my way to work many days, would walk by, must have had the same schedule I had, but in a different direction. And so I'd pass him, and I'd always say hello. And he never said anything. And I thought, well, maybe he's deaf or maybe whatever. I just let it go. But I always just said something to him. And one day he stopped me and he said, why do you always say hello or good morning to me? And I said, because you're a fellow human being and because I do wish you a good day. And he said, I haven't talked to another living being, except at work. I haven't talked to anybody in months. What was his situation? I don't know. I didn't probe it. But what I did say to him was, God loves you dearly, and I will pray for you. And it seems to have made an incredible difference in his life. And all I did was stop for a moment. I didn't even stop as I went by, just saying a genuine hello and have a good day. Brothers and sisters, you can be light in the darkness, but we have to get beyond ourselves and look at the Lord and follow Him. May God give you the grace of repentance today. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.